Today, something the Holy Spirit put on my heart earlier this week, I heard it very clear, and I put some thoughts together. The sermon topic that I named is Don't Limit the Holy Spirit. So one of the, I believe it was Wednesday, I heard very clearly, Holy Spirit said, tell my people not to limit me. And that really touched my heart because you would think it's the basics. You would think we always speak this stuff. But with all the information and all the AI stuff that's coming out there, people are starting to rely on outside sources where Holy Spirit is the true pure source of our lives as a Christian. So who is Holy Spirit? I know a lot of you know this. I don't know if a couple people will receive it or if everybody will receive a little nugget from this. Who is Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is God's own presence, Ruah, energy. I love what Smith Wigglesworth said. With Holy Spirit, in 1 year you can accomplish, if you're really filled with Holy Spirit, in 1 year you can accomplish what you can do in 50 years apart from Him. Like, that's what I want to focus on. I really want to stir up hunger. I really want to bring different perspectives of who Holy Spirit is. Because a lot of times we let Holy Spirit in only partials of our heart. So like, we'll let Holy Spirit in this area, but the areas that get hurt sometimes or traumatized or we don't know how to do this, we usually shut Holy Spirit away from those areas. And so when I'm going to be speaking to that, about this, open up your heart to minister for the Holy Spirit to minister to you because He wants to. He really genuinely loves each and every one of us on such a level that I don't think we fully realize His love for us. So I want to read a couple of scriptures. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And then I want to read out of Ezekiel chapter 8. I love Ezekiel chapter 8 because that brings clarity who Holy Spirit is. Holy Spirit is so many different things. And yeah, we always talk about Him, but yeah, we always confined or we always get used to the same ideas. And Holy Spirit wants us to expand our mind and He wants us to let Him deeper into our heart. So 1 Corinthians, are we going to get it on the screen? 1 Corinthians 2:11. Maybe. Okay, I'll start. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us. To me, this is amazing because we have God's Spirit and we have full connection to heaven and full connection to the Father's Spirit. To me, it's just what a clear picture. The Holy Spirit knows you completely inside out. Like you can't hide nothing from Him. But nevertheless, on the other side of this is that it's up to you if you're going to let Him into that area of your heart or you're not. He knows. He sees. He knows you inside out. He knows the end of your days, the last breath on this earth. But are you really going to collaborate with Him? As Danny said, be vulnerable with Him and just lay out all your junk, whatever that looks like, either pain, sin, like weaknesses, whatever that looks like. It's on us to get vulnerable with it. Ezekiel 8. This scripture is I love how Holy Spirit throughout all the ages, if you research from Genesis to Revelation, He manifests Himself in every single book and He wrote the whole history, like from the beginning to the end. Holy Spirit is everywhere. And I love because like in Ezekiel 8 right here, it brings a really clear picture of who Holy Spirit is. And I love how vulnerable Ezekiel was that he was able to walk so close with God that he literally had encounters like this. First verse. Then on September 17th, during the sixth year of King Jashan's captivity, whatever that king is, while the leaders of Judah were in my home, the sovereign Lord took hold of me. Verse 2, I saw a figure that appeared to be a man from what appeared to be his waist down. So it was a figure looking like a man. From waist down, he looked like a burning flame. From waist up, he looked like gleaming amber. He reached out and seemed to be a hand and took me by the hair. Then the Spirit lifted me up into the sky and transported me to Jerusalem in a vision from God. I was taken to the north gate of the inner courtyard of the temple, where there was a large idol that has made the Lord very jealous. So all of this stated, it's like I remember throughout when I gave my life to God, and even now, it just, when Lord speaks and walks with me, it just looks so much more different than the beginning. But for young people, don't limit God in the places you are in. He wants your time. He wants your focus. Like, he's real. If you're going to let him in, he's going to come and encounter you. He's going to make himself known to you in the language that you speak. Because every person has a different language. Every person has a different way of communicating, of connecting, and we're all different. God knows you inside out. So when we are born again, we get the genetics of the Father, Heavenly Father. To me, the more I think about this, who Holy Spirit is and how powerful it is. Yo, when we are conceived, right, by human people, we look like our parents. Our dad, our mom, we carry their genetics. It's pretty crazy. Like they say, whatever is on a dad's, genetic side and whatever on his sperm, it continues four generations up. And if it's negative stuff, and if the parent kind of screwed up and didn't do it right, it passes down from generation to generation to generation until we rebuke it, until we really change our genetic code so we can start having blessing going forward after us. But this right here, can you guys imagine? Supernatural, full of inheritance, full pace pride, Holy Spirit DNA is in us. Like the Father DNA lives in us. To me, if you take this idea and this conception and you start applying this into every area of your life, you will start getting breakthrough. You will start getting such a big different perspective shift and change that you're going to look at life, at people, at your circumstances through a completely different lens. And I love this because I think we give not enough credit to Holy Spirit, to who he really is. Yes, we worship the Son. Yes, we love the Father because what his substance carries is just amazing. But Holy Spirit is, he's been one of my favorite friends since I got to know him. And it's been the most beautiful thing. I'm very blessed. Last Friday, we had worship, and I was thinking about this because Holy Spirit carries so much facets of himself, you know? And I'm like, the Holy Spirit came into my life, and he revealed the Father to me. He revealed Jesus to me because that's the side of Holy Spirit. He loves Jesus, and he reveals. Holy Spirit's desire for you and I, like Danny said, is to walk and abide close with him. A lot of times in church, you know, I hear this even from our youth. It's like, you gotta set a certain time to spend time with Holy Spirit, 15 minutes, you know, an hour, whatever you kind of get, it has to be consistent. And I 100% agree with that. But it hits so much more deeper when you can abide through him throughout the day. Monday through Sunday, literally, he's in your mind, he's in your heart, he's in your thoughts, he's in your imagination. That's what Holy Spirit is. That's what he's after. He wants to truly start occupying every area of our life. Why? Because there is blessing. Why? Because there is an inheritance from Jesus and that cross. And Holy Spirit wants to take us into that. So 100% having certain, you know, amount of time that we spend with him. But it hits so much more different if you do life with him all the time. And if you accept him and let him into every area of our life. Let him transform with his word and make us into his image. Smith Wigglesworth. I really was reading a bunch of his quotes. I'm like, let me put this in a sermon. This man, how many of you guys know Smith Wigglesworth? Raise of hands. This guy was wild. He was like talking about a man that walked in faith. Yes, and amen. He was wild. Check him out. I'm not going to go into that direction. The healing and the energy and the closeness of with Holy Spirit that he walked and manifest heaven on his days is just beautiful, because such a huge example and inspiration of what the power of Holy Spirit looks like, what the intimacy of Holy Spirit looks like. This is what he says. There is nothing impossible with God. All the impossibility is with us, because we measure God with the limitation of our unbelief. And that's what it is. That's kind of what I want to, you know, bring the idea today. It's like, don't limit God. If you haven't been somewhere and you don't know what it looks like and Holy Spirit is calling you there, surrender to him. Be like, Holy Spirit, I don't know what it's looking like. I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm going to follow you, because he knows. He knows the fullness of how he made you on the inside. Like, he knows you originally, and he knows the capacity and the full potential of who you are as a son and as a daughter. So it's really powerful to always, from season, to analyze, are we stuck in the back? Are we actually fresh and we're up today? Like, we're in a now. The oil is still fresh. It's flowing through us, and we're not stuck somewhere in religion and yesterday. So this is huge. When Holy Spirit, I just felt this, when Holy Spirit is talking to you, or when he's, I love Holy Spirit, because when you spend time with him, when you really isolate this whole world and everything else, when you're spending time with him, he has different places that he takes you. Sometimes he just can open, be vulnerable with you and start telling you different secrets. Start opening up his heart, what he's going through. Or he starts imparting things onto you, like starts releasing promises over you, whatever he's taking you, whatever he's doing with your heart. Like, slow down and give him time. Focus on him and really spend time with him, because smallest little details when Holy Spirit releases into your heart, you don't know how big of seeds they can take place and shape in your life. This is really powerful. Mustard seed. But it's very interesting that a lot of times Holy Spirit comes in a small, still voice. Because God wants us to exercise our free will. He wants us to slow down and actually posture our heart and our mind on him. This is huge. A lot of times people want God to come in a powerful, mighty wind, you know? Come and storm in and see the supernatural, this and that. But a lot of times God chooses to speak to you in such a small, thin voice that a lot of times we miss it. How many of you guys miss the Holy Spirit voice? Okay, we got some people. Sometimes it's like 2 days later, I'm like, that was Holy Spirit speaking to me, but I missed it. Had just so many of those moments, because the more you get to know him, the more you become familiar in a good way, not in a bad way, familiar with his voice, the more you are sensitive to him on a daily basis to hear what he's saying and what he wants to do through you. No matter the struggle, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, Holy Spirit is there to truly always remind you and build you up and encourage you to understand what the power of the cross was and is, and what we can take from them on a daily basis and what we can apply. Because that power is a power overcoming spirit. That power is truly substance in every answer and everything that we need. And Holy Spirit is the one that makes it happen. He takes that cross and he applies it to our daily living. So some of the things I kind of want to list out, what Holy Spirit is, what his function is, how he manifests himself through the whole Bible and history, because we need, it's like Holy Spirit is all in one, right? All in all and all in one. He's a spirit that wants to lead us through whole life, whatever season we're in, single, married, parent, boss, worker, like whatever that looks like. He's all in all, and he will manifest himself every time differently. And so every time you need him in a certain way, call on his name, because all the resources and everything is hidden in that name. So Holy Spirit, He's the one that reveals Jesus. Holy Spirit, He's the one that truly brings you into your true given purpose by God, why you exist on this earth. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of power. He is the Spirit of boldness. Literally, when you get paralyzed to sharing the gospel or speaking the truth, be like, Holy Spirit, I need help right now. And he literally, the peace that He puts on your heart, you're able to speak the truth in the places that you need to speak it. He's a Spirit that brings peace. Resurrection Spirit. He resurrected Jesus from the dead. Spirit of faith. Spirit of unforgiveness. He's the one that unites us together. This is so beautiful. He is Comforter. He really comforts us when we go through the hardest trials and through the hardest places. He's always there. He's a Spirit of prophecy. Like our teens just running around left and right and prophesying. They gave room to Holy Spirit to flow through them and manifest through them. To me, that's beautiful. Y'all, props right there. Respect. He gives life. He's the Spirit behind healing. I love this one. Holy Spirit is the master teacher of all teachers. So what that means is that give Him room to teach you. A lot of times people start depending on preachers. They start depending, like Daniel was saying, on some podcasts and all kinds of different, you know, sources of information. Where Holy Spirit is the original source of information if you walk with Him and in tune yourself to hearing Him and understanding Him. Like, allow Him to teach you, to walk you through this life. He's Spirit of love. Holy Spirit, this is actually pretty intense. Holy Spirit grieves when His people are in sin. And I want to slow down and kind of pause on this. When I was writing all of these down, Holy Spirit brought me a story that I had. One time I went to Ukraine in 2013, I believe, and so I went to one of the churches over there. It was a charismatic church, pretty live church or whatever. And so as this church service started, everybody's worshiping, and all of a sudden, Holy Spirit just lets me tap into this experience that was so raw and life-changing. When I was standing there, I was trying to worship, like just focus on God, because usually if I go to different churches, I don't rely on what's happening in the church. My God, I'm always, you know, a straight-up channel. So if the church carries presence or doesn't carry channels, I'm there to serve God, and my focus is always on Him. So I'm like just focusing on God. I'm like, I love you. I want to be with you. And next thing I know, I start experiencing different people's hearts and lives that are behind the scenes, the closed like doors. I started experiencing so much sin on people's lives. I started experiencing things that actually probably after like 20 minutes, I had to leave the church because I was in such an agony and pain that I couldn't even stand in that church. I ran away. Because I started seeing, like, in church, people are holy, worshiping this and that. Everything is good. Everything is such a face and fake, you know. But Holy Spirit opened up His heart for me to experience really what happens to Him when we live in sin, when we really think that people don't know, but He sees inside out because He's one with you. When He lives on the inside of you, He's one with you. You can hide, you can fake, you can run away, you can be ignorant. It doesn't matter. He's still there. And He knows you inside out. He wants with you. He wants to become one with you. That's the whole point of Father's sacrifice on that cross and bringing Jesus on this earth. So I'm standing there and I'm seeing all of these moments that are taking place in different people's lives and hearts behind the scenes when they're living their personal life outside of church. And next thing I start seeing Holy Spirit caged up. And He started showing me what happens to Him when a person gives their life to Him, but they don't actually yield and in vulnerability surrender their whole lives and hearts to Him. They literally, like, I saw Holy Spirit being caged up as pretty much as a prisoner. I don't know if I can fully portray my experience because it was my experience and my kind of vision, what I was going through. But the grief that started seeing, But out of that grief flowed the intercession. Holy Spirit's like, start interceding for this place. I went back to the place that I was staying for, and this experience was so wild that I ended up probably 6 hours just interceding and groaning for that place. Because I saw how much Holy Spirit, every time he would extend his hand on loving on that people, they would literally spit at him. Every single time he would want to show them of his love, who he is. Every single time people would just mock him, grieve him, and just spit him without even fully being aware or conscious of it. And to me, that experience just brought me, for one thing, so much more vulnerable and sensitive to Holy Spirit that I'm like, Holy Spirit, I don't want to be that person. No matter what seasons I go through, even if I fall, I want to be vulnerable and I want to be real with you because I only got one life. If I really accepted you as my God and if I really want to do this life to the fullness of what you made me to be, I don't care how ugly it gets. I don't care how rough it might get. I want to do this life with you as raw as it should be. And so, to me, Holy Spirit carries a lot of weight. He carries a lot of weight as a Godhead. He's valuable. Let's just put it like that. He's very valuable to me. Understanding how much he cares for us, how much he loves us, how much he wants to only bless us in every area of our life. But a lot of times out of our ignorance, out of our not understanding, out of our whatever kind of seasons, because we're so self-focused and self-centered a lot of times that we miss. We miss what's going on around us and we miss what's going on the inside of us. When Holy Spirit's knocking at our door. He's a spirit of breakthrough. If we are in the wrong, Holy Spirit will always correct you and guide you and lead you in the right path. How many of you guys ever experienced that? A rebuke from Holy Spirit or a nudge from Holy Spirit? I love that because every time that shows me again and again how much he loves us, how much he wants to be with us, how much he is the secret. He's the sauce behind everything else in this life carries. He is what makes it happen. And again, me speaking about this and Holy Spirit, let this not just be these 2 hours. Go back and start your next week and ask Holy Spirit to take you to the next level, to take you deeper in intimacy with him, to take you into the places of your heart that he never been, like you never experienced him in such ways. Holy Spirit is the true source to all the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom for everything that we need in life. A lot of times I feel like the place that we live in right now in generation, with all the information that's out there, we are handicapped because people know it, their head is so big, but practically they can't walk it out. As soon as you put some spiritual weight on them, they are under buds crying like they can't even get some traction going. This is so sad. Holy Spirit is the source of knowledge. I love this because he walks us and he trains us and he teaches us in such a balance that he gives you knowledge. He gives you that information, right, that's needed. Then he gives you understanding to interpret that information. With your own language, you start understanding what this looks like. After that, he, in his wisdom, start showing you practically what that looks like in an application, how to apply that wisdom practically in your daily lifestyle. I love this. In Proverbs 24, I was thinking about this week. Solomon, he talks about how to establish a household, and this is what he talks about. He talks about get knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and it is so beautiful. All the keys of heaven are hidden in Holy Spirit. If we yield to him, if we walk with him, if we trust him. Check this out. It might be the last quote from Smith Wigglesworth. I'm not sure. I believe that there is only one way to all the treasure of God, and that is the way of faith. So good. Literally, all the treasures to heaven, everything you need, Holy Spirit is that secret. But also it requires on us to step out in faith and to pursue it and not be afraid. It is so interesting. I've been walking with God for a decade, a little bit more, 15 years maybe after I gave my life to him. And it's like the more you get to know, sometimes the more you get comfortable in your own places, right? It's like, you think you got it, you're good, you always fall into comforts. But it's like, why? If Holy Spirit always has so much more. It is interesting, when you are full of something, you don't have no more room for God to put fresh and new oil inside of you. And it is always up to us to empty ourselves up, that Holy Spirit can put that freshness and that oil on the inside of you. So it doesn't matter how long you're with God. I remember when I was in Bible school, James Gall, he was preaching, he was doing a lesson, something very cool he mentioned. He was like, he was in ministry for probably already 50 years at that point. And he's like, I experienced so many different waves of God. I experienced so many different generations pretty much going through these waves and, you know, the start up of God's move, the end of God's move, another God's move starting and so forth, you know. And he's like, I've been vulnerable and I've been with and in all of them, experiencing them. Like, he didn't get stuck in, you know, Пятидесятники. He keeps on being fresh and he keeps on going further and further after God. Like, he's fresh. So, you know, I'm a very stubborn person, and I think our nation is kind of stubborn. So for people that are like rebellious and stubborn, don't be. I was, you know, in Jonah this week, and I was, it's so funny. How many of you guys read the book of Jonah in the Old Testament? Yeah. Pretty intense experience. Can you guys imagine this? Jonah's rebelling. He's tripping against God because he knows who God is, right? And this is crazy. Before I dive into the other stuff, he knows, Jonah knows, God is a merciful God, compassionate God, slow to anger, filled with unfailing love. He knows this. Yeah, God tells him to do something. He purposely turns around and starts running the other direction. He hits that ship, that whatever, you know, however they traveled back in the day, he starts going the other direction. He didn't listen to God in a small, still voice, so God had to speak to him through a wind. A little bit more challenging voice to hear and receive from God. If you guys remember the story, the ship and everybody started freaking out, what's happening? He gets cast through the outside of the ship, and somehow God gets a deal. I don't know, very interestingly, it's worded in the Old Testament. God works up a deal for that fish to swallow Noah. And, you know, after he gets inside of a ship, he started looking at his life a little bit differently. You know, God started convincing him of obedience. And so he surrenders to God, and he's like, I will do it. He literally goes and does what God asks him to do. That city was 120,000 people. People get down on their face. They leave their sin. They leave their rebellious the ways, and they give their life like to God. And yet Jonah is angered at God, and he's pissed off at God that that just happened. Like, he saved 120,000 people. You know, I'm like, Jonah, maybe I'm missing something, but I just don't understand you. That's like, that's a good day for evangelism right there, you know? And yet he's not happy with it. But nevertheless, what I'm trying to say is that when you do life with Holy Spirit, he will always direct you the right way. Like, in my own life, I thought there are so many dead ends. I thought there are so many things that are like, okay, I think that's over. Like, I don't know how Holy Spirit is going to get me out of this one, but I don't think there is a future in this. When surrender, full surrender of your heart comes, when you truly yield to God, there is always a way. He always makes a door. He always gets you out of circumstances and places that are impossible to do otherwise. Holy Spirit is so beautiful because he is more patient than we are stubborn. We can be stubborn. Israel was stubborn. I think, yeah, they were stubborn. God was so patient with them. He's still standing there. He's speaking to you. He's encouraging you. He's breathing his life. He's always still blessing you. And we're still trying to do our own thing. I love that I'm tapping into such a beautiful season right now in my life that I'm starting to understand this stuff more and more. The Holy Spirit is a spirit that is victorious. When you start understanding this and believing this, it releases such a beautiful blessing, provision, whatever you want to call it. But there is no circumstance, there is no trial, there is no hardship that you go through that on the other side of that test is going to be something that's going to multiply you, and that's something that's going to bless you, and something that's going to truly expand you and increase you. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Raise of hands. When you do life with the Holy Spirit, whatever the situation or the test happens, like let's say, okay, I'll give you a fresh story right there. So I just got a project right now. I'm running a project in Seattle. It's an apartment building. I'm remodeling a lot of units. I'm remodeling a whole basement. It's a lounge area that the clients want to do. And so Friday when we were leading prayer, a roof leak happens. And I'm like, oh my God. So this roof leak happens, and it's an apartment unit, right? You don't know where it's coming from. This is on the second floor. There's like five floors in that building. And so I can't finish my project until I identify this problem, fix it, so I can keep on going with my work. So we spend like six to eight hours. We spend trying to track this leak, right? We can't find it. So I'm like, I gotta go home. I don't have time with this. Like, it's the weekend. I gotta go lead a prayer over here. So I'm like, Holy Spirit, I just surrender to you. I don't care what happens. I'll pay the consequences or whatever. Lo and behold, Monday comes around. Everything just smoothly falls into its own place. We identify where the problem was. It was actually a roof leak. We didn't know that. We thought it was our plumbing work that kind of disturbed or whatever. But one of the things that I was analyzing through this situation is that my heart, I tried my best, whatever that looked like in this problem, in this situation. I'm like, from humanly perspective and efforts, I done everything I could. I backed off. I'm like, Holy Spirit, I passed it down to you. You know, I'll pass it down to you. That situation was actually an opportunity for me to make more money off of that project. So it's like, yes, I'm bringing like a business perspective out of that, but my point is that no matter how hard the situation is, if you trust Holy Spirit, if you do life with Holy Spirit, if you really always like take His hand and walk with it, no matter what it looks like, school, work, family, politics, a big hype right now that's happening, God is number one, and Holy Spirit is right there, the one that's, He wants to be your teacher. He wants to be your guide. He wants to be that source of perspective, the way you make your choices and the way you see your outcomes out of it. Does that make sense? When you see through His lens, it looks so much more different than how we would see it on our own way in the flesh. So, victorious lifestyle is understanding who God is understanding His nature and understanding how and who He is in you. So when you understand Him, when you understand that the nature lives in you, when you start surrendering yourself to that spirit, into that nature, and you start transforming into that image, it becomes so beautiful. Because then truly you give the right to rule your life. You give Holy Spirit the right to do what He does best, establish you, release blessing through you and around you, and take you to your fullness of promise and everything else. The enemy really hates when sons and daughters tap into this. He really hates it. It's like throughout the years, I know so many pressures. As soon as you start tapping into pursuing God and pursuing your identity and who you are in God, there is always things that pop in front of you that you have to overcome. All kinds of tests and all kinds of different stuff. It's very interesting. Before I left over here, spirit of fear just hit me. I just literally felt like just fear touched me. The most weirdest, randomest experience. It's like I felt like the enemy's hand just kind of touched me with fear, you know? And I was like, I'm a child of God. Like, there is no fear. Fear of what? And I understood that there is something on this message. I understood that somebody really needs to take this to heart and run with this. If the enemy is scared of what I'm releasing through this right now, then there's power in that. One of the things that I've been picking up, and this is just kind of like side notes, one of the things that I've really been picking up the last couple of weeks, I don't know with our school that we just finished, with the leader school or what discipleship school, I really feel like something activated in that school. Like I really feel whoever this is for, I don't know who this is for, but if Holy Spirit has been speaking to you about opening up your home for a life group and a home group and taking people under your wing, I just wanted to do that as a side note. Don't hesitate. There is a multiplication, and there is somehow Holy Spirit wants to bless you if he's doing that to you. He wants to expand you and increase you. So obey to him. Don't be afraid. Smith Wigglesworth. Great testimonies are outcomes of great tests. It is so true. It's so good. When we do life together with God, I love that. In the beginning, things are tough. Trials, pressures, this and that. It's a struggle. When you mature in God, you start seeing it from a completely different perspective. Meaning that when there is something happening, you already see it as an opportunity. God, what are you doing? God, what are you manifesting? God, what kind of blessing you want to bring in my life? Your questions and your mindset runs in a completely different way. And that's Holy Spirit on that, right there. Over time, the more you grow with God, the more you mature with God, the more of your perspective he's gonna start shifting and changing, transforming. That's the whole purpose of Holy Spirit in us, transforming our minds, leading us and guiding us into the image of Christ. Obedience. When we're obedient, there is a righteousness that gets released. And I'm not talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about the righteousness in God that we start stepping into. The benefits that this righteousness, when you know because of that cross, when you know because of that blood, when you walk that out and you start intentionally walking in righteousness, actually, by faith, the joy, the perfect rest, the inner peace, the satisfaction, the unity together when we start walking into. That is such a gift. And Holy Spirit is on that. That's why Holy Spirit is like, he wants to be so intimate. The more he transforms our minds, the more he transforms and leads us to the place that we need to walk in. Surrendered and yielded to him. The more we start tapping into our inheritance, the ones that we have in him. Holy Spirit is that spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That power lives in us. Is that good or what? Wow. Holy Spirit is the same spirit that Jesus carried when he was on this earth. Can you guys imagine that? Healings, miracles, everything he did, that same spirit abides in our heart. It sounds so simple that I think we all miss it. It just kind of flies on top of our head. But when we start intentionally living day in and day out, recognizing that, the DNA of Jesus Christ and the same spirit that Jesus operated on this earth, it lives in us, I think our, even physical confidence will start looking different. We're gonna start walking differently because we can trust him. We can trust him with everything. Every day, every circumstance, it doesn't matter what it is, we can trust him. Same spirit that was in the Old Testament. By day it was a cloud, by night it was fire. That same spirit lives inside of us. And it's the Holy Spirit. To me, that is so precious to know that Jesus paid the price and he sent the Holy Spirit to each and every one of us as his inheritance. And yet we as Christians struggle Monday through Friday. Like, that shouldn't be like that. That tells me one thing: obedience, surrender, and just truly trusting God with your whole life. That's huge. Father's promise right here. Joel 2:28 and 29. I will pour out my spirit upon all people. All sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on servants, men and women alike. God's promise is real today. He paid the price, and we can tap into that. So my topic is, don't limit Holy Spirit. What does that mean? That means God is limitless, literally. We have family, school, work, church, but God is so much more than any of those areas. If we allow Him to take us deeper into revelation about Jesus, about who we are, about our identity, it is such a game changer. Guys, like, don't limit Him. I don't know why He put this on my heart to talk about this, because I feel like some of this stuff is like basics, really. But there is something on that. We are so, I guess, used to hearing the same thing and driving on the same roads. Maybe it's time to start experiencing something a little bit different with the Holy Spirit. Step out. If Holy Spirit is taking you somewhere by faith and asking you to step out, don't hesitate. He has so much more prepared for you. And I think this is a huge thing to understand and truly take to heart. When we occupy ourselves with the worldly things, when we occupy us, our vessels, our hearts, with the things that don't matter, we don't have any room for Holy Spirit. That's our responsibility, to truly come to Him in full surrender, leave everything that's yesterday's experience in the back of us, and just ask Holy Spirit, hey, I'm here, I'm surrendered, I want to experience you in the new, whatever that looks like in a moment. The stuff that I was saying that I started tapping into is God's inheritance, rest, and promises for my life. And I've been hungering more and more for that. It's like when God lets you see something and taste something, you're like, okay, there's more. There's a whole abyss of more. I'm like, Lord, I'll step out in faith and I'll pursue you, whatever that looks like. Just take off all limitation, take off all fears, take off everything that is not mine and is trying to hold me back to truly pursuing the fullness of who I am in you. Can I get keys? I'm done with my word. I want to spend some time right now in prayer. Let's ask Holy Spirit to take off the limitation that's on our lives. Just truly come in vulnerability before Holy Spirit. And ask Him to love on you. Ask Him to bring down every wall of either resistance or stronghold that doesn't belong to you, but also build every wall that is needed to be there. Walls like righteousness, like purity, like fear of God. Walls that will protect you, walls that will lead you, and walls that will establish you as sons and daughters on this earth. Let's get up, please. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this simple word. But it's not about information. I don't care about information. There is so much information out there, and people feed themselves day in and day out with it. It's your presence, Holy Spirit. It's your presence when you come down and when you encounter each heart, when you truly let us understand what that information looks like, when you truly show us how to practically, in your wisdom, walk that out and apply that to our life. Looks so much more different than just information in our head. I just ask, Holy Spirit, wherever this word was for, I just ask that you encourage them, Holy Spirit. I just ask that you ignite them, Lord, that you ignite their heart with freshness, that you ignite their heart with just passion, that you open up their eyes and you turn on the lights in every room of their heart, that they get back into it with your relationship with you, with intimacy with you, and just letting you in deeply. deeper and deeper into their lives and in their hearts. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are shifting and changing our perspective on what life looks like. When it comes to trials, when it comes to tests, when it comes to hardships, that you are showing how much it is a blessing to experience a deeper place of your love, of your intimacy, and of your closeness. Because in all of the seasons, in all of those places in our life, you are always with us, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for loving on your kids. Thank you for being with your kids. Society, you're always with us. You are always with us. Holy Spirit, I just ask. I just ask that you activate new giftings in this room. I just ask that you activate new prophetic dreams, new visions. Just ask that your kids are drawn more and more by your supernatural, by your hand, by your love. When you let us taste and when we see, it is so addictive. But on our end, it takes a leap of faith to step out and trust you, to pursue you, to be with you, to be very intentional. That you are our God and you are sensitive to our lives. I just ask that we are sensitive to you, Holy Spirit, what your heart's desires are. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for bringing honor back into our hearts. For one thing, honoring you and recognizing you. Respecting you in the smallest little details of our lives to the biggest things and events that happen. Thank you so much for raising up true sons and daughters in this house and the ones that are watching us or will be watching us. Oh, I know they're going to be powerhouses for this generation. They're going to run and never be weary. They're going to manifest your kingdom and establish your kingdom. Without looking to the left or to the right, without caring about other people's opinions. It's you and your will and your heartbeat and your desires really manifesting through them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for dwelling and resting on this place. Thank you for this family. Give him glory. He deserves it.